Dear friends in Christ, on tomorrow, actually, Monday, August 21st, as you know, because the news and everyone is abuzz about it, many Americans will experience, have an opportunity to see the total eclipse of the sun. The moon will be aligned with the earth and the sun, and it will cast a shadow over it, causing us to experience at least partial darkness. And I actually looked up on the NASA website because I'm a bit of a nerd, and it said that Wichita, we will experience 92.6% of the darkness, just in case you're wondering. But what I'd like to focus on this morning is that the beauty of our Catholic faith is actually written into the universe. That by studying the world around us, we can actually come to know, first of all, that God exists, and we can also discover certain truths about him. In fact, the Christians of the early church, the Christians of the first few centuries of the church, they actually saw certain things in the universe, certain things in the cosmos, as deeply significant, precisely because certain things point to Jesus Christ, who is the King and the Creator of the universe. One such example of this is that the early Christians, again, those Christians of the first few centuries, they saw the sun that rises in the east, a symbol of the eternal Son of God, Jesus Christ. The sun, they said, actually proclaims Christ. Now, what do they mean by this? The Christians of the first centuries of the church, whenever they would pray, they would actually turn towards the east, in an eastward direction, towards the rising sun. The symbol of Jesus, the eternal Son of God, who died and rose from the dead. And moreover, Scripture also says that when Jesus comes again in glory at the end of time, his second coming, that the Lord of glory will come from the east. This is, first of all, why we generally celebrate Mass as a morning sacrifice. On Sunday morning throughout the week, it's because it commemorates the resurrection, the rising of the Son of God on Easter morning. And this is also why traditionally, since the times of the apostles, why the priest would face in an eastward direction during the celebration of Mass, precisely during the Eucharistic prayer, when Jesus will come again under the forms of bread and wine to feed us. And this is also why even today, usually, not all the time, but usually, in our cemeteries, in Catholic cemeteries especially, when the casket is lowered into the ground, the body of the deceased faces also in an eastward direction. So that when Jesus comes again in glory at the end of time, and our bodies will also be raised from the dead, the bodies of the just will meet the Lord face to face, who comes from the east. The second example of, again, how the universe actually proclaims truths of our faith is the dating of Easter. When we celebrate the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus, it took place, the first Easter in which Jesus rises from the dead takes place at the time of the Jewish Passover. And the Jewish Passover took place on the first month of the Jewish calendar. Now, it's important, especially today, because our readings all point to how Jesus fulfills everything in Judaism. Everything is brought to completion in Jesus and fulfilled in the church. But the first month in the Jewish calendar, it's not our calendar, it's not January, but the first month of the Jewish calendar is the month Nisan. And at that point, it coincides the principal constellation in the sky. The principal constellation of the stars in the sky is the constellation of Aries, who is a ram, or biblically, rams were also lambs. And so even the stars in the sky at the moment in which Easter is celebrated each year proclaims in some way the truth of the resurrection of Jesus, the Lamb of God who has taken away the sins of the world. And so, friends, you see that all the universe, all the cosmos, points to God as the creator of all things, and all things in some way are ordered to the adoration and the worship of God. We could call this a cosmic liturgy, if you will. Just as whenever we gather for the liturgy of the Eucharist, all of our attention, all of our devotion is focused on the worship and the adoration of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And in some way, the universe too, all the cosmos proclaims Christ, proclaims the beauty of the Christian faith. The whole universe in some way points to the adoration and the worship of God. One final example is the example of Our Lady, the Mother of God. The ancient fathers of the church, those bishops and teachers of Christianity in the very first centuries, saw the Son as symbolic of the eternal Son of God. And they saw Mary, the Mother of God, symbolized by the moon. The moon has no light of its own and shines only with the brightness that comes from the sun. And so it speaks to this, they use this as the symbol of Our Lady because Our Lady is not divine, she's a creature like you and me. Yet she reflects the light of her Son, Jesus Christ. Every grace that Our Lady possesses, she possesses not because it comes from her, but because it comes from Jesus. And the same is true for us. Our Lady opened herself to receive all the gifts and all the graces that our Lord desired to give her. And in doing so, she began to radiate the light of Christ. And so we too, we become like Christ. We radiate his light when we receive his grace into our lives. And we reflect that light for all to see, just as the moon reflects the light of the sun. And so, friends, if you get an opportunity tomorrow to take a glimpse at the eclipse tomorrow, of course, with NASA-approved solar eclipse glasses, don't just look at it, but realize the beauty that is expressed in it. That behind these cosmological cool things, behind it is the love of God that moves the heavenly bodies and continuously holds them in existence. Recognize that man is not the center of the universe. The world does not revolve around us, but rather God is the foundation of this incredible universe. God is the center of our lives, without whom we are nothing. Actually, in Rome, the Vatican has an observatory. The Vatican has been involved in scientific research for centuries. And at the observatory, just outside of Rome, in Latin, printed on the Vatican's telescope are the words, Deum Creatorum, Venite Adoremus. God of creation, come, let us adore him. And so when we marvel, when we wonder at the universe that is so much greater than ourselves, our only response, the only proper response, is to fall down and worship the God behind creation. The God who created it and ordered it so beautifully. And so let us marvel not so much at the creation, as cool as it is, but the love of God that moves the sun and all the other stars. Amen.